Jesse the Usher, who worked the big fight the other night at the Cowboys Stadium, Pacquiao and Claudia. Good morning, Jesse.
How are you two fellas doing this morning?
Well, we're doing just fine. How are you doing?
That's good. I'm doing pretty well, recovering from the big fight. That was a lot of work to do there with all those people they had there.
Mm-hmm.
This was my first professional fight to work at the new Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, it was the first fight that they had there.
Those two minority gentlemen were really landing haymakers on each other.
Yeah, they got after it.
I guess Pacquiao gentleman, he's from the Philippines, down in Mexico.
And, down in Mexico.
In the Philippines, actually.
Claudia is from Western Africa or somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ghana?
Yeah. And you know who wins when Hispanics fight the blacks, don't you?
Hmm.
White people.
Oh, my God, Jesse. Come on. Oh, you're just joking.
Just having a fun time with you.
Now, you know where you're saying the Philippines and Mexico. You know where the Philippines is.
Oh, yeah. I certainly do. And I have to say I was for Pacquiao because of his nationality. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm always fighting for the Filipino. Because last time I was in the Philippines, I was shooting Japanese like there was no tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
You better believe it. I was defending the Philippines. And there wasn't... I tell you, speaking of no tomorrow, there wasn't one for a lot of the Japanese I hit.
Oh, wow.
Kind of dark there, Jesse.
You were in the big one, weren't you?
I was in the big one. That's the truth that you said. I left the Philippines with my head held high and a horrible case of syphilis.
Oh, gosh. You have to tell us that.
I don't know what it is, but their whores don't clean.
Well... It was wartime, so...
It was a different time, that's mm-hmm. for sure. That's for sure. But this fight that I saw there at Mr. Jones Cowboy Stadium,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I had not seen a fight like that since I was in my 20s. And saw Gentleman Jim Corbett lay out Gentleman Jack Dempsey.
Long time ago. That's an old school fight there.
Those were good times, mm-hmm. except for that depression, which had me eating my boot soles and making love to train hobos for 5 cents an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough times, huh?
5 cents an hour, I tell you.
Well, this is Jesse's at Sammy Sue. What?
Sammy Sue. Jesse, Sammy.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Sue.
Yeah, Jesse, Sammy Sue.
Okay.
And you're in your 80s and you're still working big events like this. It would be quite a thrill for you.
There were many notable celebrities in attendance. I got the fine honor of meeting Mr. Troy Aikens.
Aikman?
Who was my favorite cowboy quarterback, other than Roger Staubach, you understand. I like him a lot.
Uh-huh.
Troy was very enjoyable and kind to me,
and
I got to escort Coach Wade Phillips up to his seat in the 400 level.
So he did sit up there, huh?
And I almost had to make him leave. He was trying to sneak in so much food, you understand? That's against the rules.
You can't
Wade?
Do that.
Yeah.
What was he sneaking in?
Oh, we confiscated 3 pecan pies, a rump roast, about a 4 or 5 pound roast.
Jeez.
2 full-size seedless watermelons that he had in his shirts and so we took all that away from them. We gave it to the homeless.
Well, that's a nice
thing. You know, Ron Washington was out there, and so I handed off this stuff to him.
Stop it.
And he said that he could eat for a couple weeks now. So. You're still there, George?
Yeah, barely.
Okay. Well, I had to break up a few fights, too.
Did you?
In the stands.
You didn't break up the Pacquiao-Claudia fight,
did you? No. I recognized that was, I had a referee in the ring.
Right.
I almost stepped in now for a moment, but Yeah, Steven and Jerry Jr. got into a fight over a Hot Wheels car that they both thought was theirs.
Oh, no.
That fight spilled over into who was going to inherit the Cowboys.
Oh, God.
I never seen Mr. Jones so mad. He reminded both them boys he was not dead yet. So I had to help Jerry get them both into timeouts.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with you fellas? Y'all still on the radio from time to time?
Yeah, we're still on the air. Sure
okay,
enough.
Good. Well, I'm going in today for my procedure, so you keep me in your thoughts and prayers.
What procedure?
My enlargement procedure.
What are you having enlarged?
I met a pretty lady in my assisted living facility, and she has dated interracially, so she prefers a little more size.
Jesse, that's way too
I'm
much.
Getting an enlargement procedure done under this new Obamacare.
Yeah,
Jesse,
well, good luck to you.
Elective surgery in your 80s, you might want to shy away from
it. All right, then. You two fellows take care of each other.
Okay.
Well,
we'll see
all right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Jesse the Usher with us here on the Dunham and Miller Show. It's 8:47 on the